So, there's something I want to mention before I start the podcast proper. I've recorded an episode, and then a terrible shooting happened half a day later. As the news slowly unfolds itself, I realize that this isn't the usual case of gun violence. It's kind of similar to the 2011 Norway attacks, as Wikipedia would have called it, and note that in that incident, 77 people were killed in a well-planned attack. I hope none of the people listening to this are planning such attacks on innocent people. Of course, my thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their immediate families and friends. Alright, now that's an unusual way of starting this, but hey, things will be different if I have a crystal ball. Okay, what's the time now? We're getting more people responding to the at everyone. I did that before you joined in. And yeah, along the recording there might be a few more responses.
Yo.
Okay, Choco Paco just shrugged.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Okay. Now we start the podcast by shrugging.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Unfortunately, there's no video recording of this, so... Hey guys, I'm back here. Now, currently we're in the second beta episode of my podcast project. And we have a few newcomers to the Discord channel, including... because I'm right now recording at a different time than the first podcast... than the first recording, so we have a lot more US guys joining in. And one of them right now in the voice channel is Team Vista, so hi.
Hey!
Hey, we've been speaking for a while.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and apparently our AM and PM are just flipped. We are exactly 12 hours apart currently. So can you maybe mention your time?
The coin here.
Yeah.
So 15:32.
15:32. I'm 3:32. But right, I should be sleeping. But what do you do when you have people, you know, on the other side of the planet and interested in contributing?
Time zones, you know.
Yeah.
They're always fun.
Yeah, very, very. And they like saving too. So we're not gonna go into
that. Oh, yeah. I don't even know why we have they like savings time anymore. We shouldn't.
Especially with the internet. I guess that complicates things. But it's always fun.
I mean, I get it in the olden days, but, you know... It's no longer the olden days.
Yeah. Although, olden, what face?
Yes, yes.
Of course. Yeah, they're probably there for business reasons. You know, they like it, maybe, because there's more...
It's because we're used to it, that's why.
No, I think they kind of want to... If, let's say, there's a bill passing saying that we'll not be following daylight savings, there might be some backlash from, I don't know, businesses, because the daylight will be artificially reduced, and they will have less businesses, but really, in the end...
It disrupts sleep schedules. I think that's quite enough reason not to have daylight savings
not
anymore.
Not to, you know, move forward 1 hour and then move backward 1 hour. Some of the countries, like Russia, they are in permanent daylight saving, essentially 1 hour ahead of what their time zone should be. You know, as I was going through their history, they have set permanent daylight saving for some reason. In the tropics, it doesn't matter because our day length just don't change a lot.
Right.
During the summer months and during the winter months, there's only a half an hour change in total daylight. So yeah, the more higher latitude that you are, the more effect this will have. So yeah, daylight saving, it's not a lot of people support it, but I'm also used to it
Well,
because my work involves colleagues in US basically, and
yeah, we just kind of have to live with it
for now,
because nobody's going to change it anytime soon.
yeah, because real life is as such. Okay, so that's kind of a good intro, but that's a side, yeah, that's a side topic. So back to our main topic, last podcast there were quite a few responses I noticed. Thanks for those, I mean, thank you for those who provide responses, and I appreciate your attention. It seems it's a beta episode, I don't expect much, but it's good enough. And apparently, not, apparently, there are new people like Team Vista here who just heard of my first episode, but that's alright. So last time I suggested, not suggested, I asked you guys to suggest what's the name, what will be the name of this podcast. So let me go through a few comments. So Snow Warning, aka I'm like a Kern, if I get his username correct in German, it says TPPPP is a fun abbreviation. So yeah, Team Vista suggested T4P. That would be much better sounding.
Well, something simple, short, and to the point.
Like, you know, modern i18 and Y2K, whatever. And there's a genetic sequence that I just, amino acid sequence that flag, FLAGGTPP, stated. So that's our bio suggestion, which is a kind of a joke, but we didn't really care. Okay, next. Keep the Mudkips suggested Twitch Hears Pokemon, which I responded to saying that it's not, you know, it may not sound exactly what, you know, text is different than speech. So Twitch Hears Pokemon is like Twitch Hears Pokemon, you know. So he suggested, next he suggested PogChamp Cast, which is hard on the tongue. But thanks, those are quite good suggestions. Next we have Kelsius suggesting Hearing the Voice, which is nice. I like it.
Hearing the voices,
Hearing the Voices, yeah. Or I would drop the duh and, you know, I'll call it Hearing Voices. You know,
that sounds fine.
as a reference to, you know, TPP hosts Hearing Voices. And we are
Of
the
course,
voices.
we are the voices.
Therefore, I kinda like it. This might be the eventual title, because I feel like using Twitch in the name, you know, might get us into lawsuits.
Right. We don't want to seem like we're endorsed by Twitch.
Well, not really, but who cares? Because I do notice a lot of brands now, or like Discord. Like Discord is a common word, it's just used in a brand as a trademark of some company. So the trend seems to be using a common or generic word as a brand name, or as, you know, a title.
Yeah, as long as it's unique.
Yeah. The thing is, yeah, you know, sometimes it being too generic may confuse people. Like you actually mean it as a noun, not as a verb or some other kind of meaning, which is, well, I don't really care. Okay, so in the end, it might be called Hearing Voices, but right now it's in the beta. So, the official, I hope to have an official episode right after round starts, not right after, just after the brown run is ongoing. So there might be another podcast 2 weeks from now. And I will definitely hope more people to join in instead of you, and there is a guest who is not, you know, that's not turning on his mic because he says it's difficult for him. We have a German, and he's typing on Discord. Maybe we'll transcribe it in audio. And his so mother is saying we'll just have to see how long Brown lasts. That is true. We might.
You have a rough estimate as to when Brown will last?
Mm-hmm. For me, I actually have no idea. So it is quite an elaborate hack. So right now we're just segue in into Brown. So I believe it's kind of an elaborate hack, and we have no idea. A few have played them, I noticed.
I've never played it myself, but yeah. I heard it's a really good hack.
And so the German, instead of seeing his name, so the German here says it also has ledge hell before the league entrance. I thought
Victory Anarchy.
Yeah, I thought we had it worse. In even the vanilla route 23, I think that was the, you know, west of Viridian City where we have to enter the entrance. That I thought was kind of difficult, but this should be worse. But with I expect less viewers or less inputs, less people participating, so they might clear that. Even during Anarchy is a possibility, but I wouldn't bet money on it. And we have Falk also typing in.
Chiming in, saying it got nerfed, especially for TPP.
Mm-hmm. So Mother, hope not. You know, we just hope it, Cool Boy Man kind of, maintained the initial release or what he intended to, you know, don't change it specifically for TPP, but I'm not sure. He might have plans. We do not know as of now. So since I'm new,
well, we'll find out in about a week.
Yeah, that's right. So, or a few days after this podcast is out. So,
right.
For UTC, it would be June 16th at 2100. So that's 9 p.m. UTC, which will be minus 4. For Eastern, that will be 5 p.m. And my time will be 5 a.m. And for most of the Australians, it will be 7 a.m. And the Europeans will kind of have it easy. It will be their night time. So we got a beta map from Maid. Mm-hmm.
Looks like an elaborate sort of ledges there.
Oh, you have it? Oh yeah, it's on the Discord. Yeah, sure. Well, I do wonder how much will democracy be involved.
Quote Maid, hell is an understatement.
Yes. It's certainly not only hell. I mean, how in the world? It's even hard for a single player to navigate that maze. Oh, yeah, essentially it's a puzzle. But seriously. Okay. Right, so that is most of Brown. No, I don't think we're done discussing this.
Oh, that's a beta map for gold and silver, not brown.
Oh, it's a beta map?
For gold and silver.
Okay, so this isn't.
Wrong link, okay.
So this isn't so what we this are seeing for brown. On Discord, yeah, it's not really brown. But it is interesting. If it is similar in case.
Sledgehell nonetheless.
Yeah. So other than Ledge Hell, what obstacles have been really difficult on us. I think the elite floor. I'm not sure whether
elite
the,
floor. Yeah, I think that was Morty's gym. Morty's gym, where there was an invisible floor, and we had to figure out where to go because there was no floor there.
It's not visible. It's plain black, or you know, in a dark color. So.
And then in Emerald, we had the ice floor.
Well, just sliding around, but comparatively.
Not sliding around, but you have to step over each ice tile only once, or else you fall through the floor.
Okay. That. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That. So. Essentially, it's also zigzagging across. But one wrong step and the whole puzzle resets, I guess. Yeah, there are a few cases.
When you
like that.
Step through the hole twice, you fall down, and then there are a bunch of trainers underneath.
But Elite Floor, I guess.
That was Elite Floor Emerald.
So I'm not sure. Since both of us haven't seen the game or had really a deep understanding of what the game could be, so we are only speculating here, and don't take our words as final or as a guarantee or whatever. We're just throwing
ideas. Just as in the know as you guys are, so unless you are an expert in Brown, then...
Yeah, most of us.
Yeah.
It covers most of us. Who had no idea and are, you know...
We're in the dark here.
And will be pleasantly surprised if, you know... We just think of this game as new. Even though Coupon Man has, I think, developed the game for a long, long time. Since 2004, if I'm not mistaken. That was the first release of Pokemon Brown. And from the last episode, Pokemon Prism is his other project. So, as he had it on his website, Puku Roy Man's website, he had two games. Or his two main hacks. And, it's one of the earliest, as claimed by some in the subreddit, one of the earliest hacks of a Pokemon game, like a thorough hack.
Period. Yep.
Like making a new region. Out of
called
that.
Region.
Yeah. It's basically
it's the region.
Region.
That's creative.
Yeah. RIJON. For those who are wondering. That sounds a bit like PFAC spelling, but we're not gonna go into that.
Yeah, not today.
No. We have discussed a bit in the last podcast. So PFAC, if you're listening, please don't take this too seriously. Alright, that's most of Brown that we could care about. We'll have more idea in the next podcast, but then it might be official, and structure-wise, I hope to sort it out better. So
yeah, between here and now, just come up with an overall structure.
That's right. And since it might be 2 weeks after, we will have a better idea, and I will be updating a bit. Because I have said yes to the Brown Updater team. However, I'm not sure whether my job load will be too much. But I've updated before. So next, as usual, we'll talk about the subreddit, the state of the subreddit.
Right. Right now we're averaging about 10 posts per day, sometimes less.
Interesting. So overall, the repost art is still ongoing, and there are some other, Canis Aeris is still having more memes.
Gotta love those Canis Aeris memes.
Yeah, Canis Aeris, which apparently a lot of people enjoy. However, it kind of gets a bit tired. I don't know. I it's like I see one more of his posts and feel like, really?
Well, he keeps it lively during the off-season.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Which isn't too bad. That's true.
It's not too bad, no.
Yeah. And also, there are a few, like her, she posted, like, currently, as we're recording this, it is sticky on the front page, some kind of contest.
The Tales of TPP?
Yeah, some kind of contest for writers who feel like they can, you know, contribute their creative ideas to the laws and maybe recreate, not really recreate, but retell some of the lesser-known characters in the TPP universe, I guess. That's one way, if there's one way to put it. Okay, so like her, you know, basically started this contest and asked people to, you know, join in. And those, so the one who wins might get, will get gold from her.
We'll get Reddit gold, and yeah. The end of the contest will go till the 9th of July, 2016, at 8 p.m. CEST.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that is about a month from now.
Yes.
And I hope to see how that turns out.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice. However, with a lot of writing, I'm not sure, Team Vista, do you follow most of the laws in TVP, like the...
I dabble in, but as far as, you know, making lore the central part of my TPP experience, I just make it part of it, not the whole thing. I don't focus on the lore that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I mean, I look at some of the posts, like, occasionally, and maybe read through some of them. Mm-hmm. Like some good ones, like Tustin's novel, as I would call it, during XD, not XD, during before XD, Colosseum.
I mean, when written properly, they supplement the run in a way that, you know, makes it more enjoyable for the people that come here in the future, just to see what kind of stuff we've been up to and what kind of creative thoughts we put into our runs here.
Yeah, basically it's a fan fiction. I mean, kind of.
Kind of.
Things are happening live. Yeah, things are happening live on the Twitch stream that Reddit or this Reddit community tends to give their own interpretation of what actually happens, and usually that's that kind of you know, spice things up. Not spice things up. I mean, make it more interesting to people who are interested in.
You got multiple interpretations of the TPP lore, and it's always refreshing to see new people's points of view.
That's true. Like Pioxis. I mean, he's a
long-time contributor since Emerald, really.
Yeah, senior. Since he came in, right? He didn't came in right at the start, but. When Emerald started, things get a bit more transformative. That's a term that Church of Helix Choir, so it's Murphy. So that's one of his term that he used to kind of differentiate between the lore of Red and Crystal, the original run, and Emerald and Beyond. So it's more to us interpreting than what actually just, you know, happened on the stream and people making fun of it, and it got amplified and, you know, got retold multiple times. And actually I'm loading right now the traffic for the subreddit since they make it public, so we can take a look. We don't have a lot of posts really. There's some that there are graphs sort by unique views by month and page views by month. So, clearly, compared to last year, we're not doing very well. I mean, there are on average, maybe 1,000, 1 to 2,000, below 2,000 unique views, and about 10k or so page views per day.
Well, that's to be expected since we don't really have run going on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That'll change in about a week.
Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully.
So, Mother, sorry, German asked, what counts as a unique view? So, unique view
Well,
might.
unique view comes from a unique IP address on the subreddit.
Yeah. So, basically, if you are loading, if you are, identified as a user and maybe refreshing the page, not really refreshing the page, but if you are probably going through a few other pages in subreddit, but under the same IP address, then you don't add to the unique count. You probably add to the page view count. So from what I mentioned just now, on average, I could divide the page view count with the unique count and get probably 11 over 1.7. That would be about 6, if I was to guess, 6 page view per unique user. So that's the average,
And for an average, that's not really bad.
Yeah, that's expected. As people might, click in and comment something and then maybe go out.
TPP still a thing? Yeah? No? Well, I think it is. For what it is, I think it's still a thing.
Yeah. And people still bet on PvP. For some reason,
People still
I think
freaking
there might
it.
be 200 or so viewers at this moment. I'm just guessing, I'm just pulling this number around. I didn't really check. I'm guessing, yeah, that.
Right now on the stream, we got 168 viewers.
On the weekend, interesting. But they might be reducing. Yeah, because I noticed, not I noticed, I remember once when PBR 2.0 kind of started, it was quite high on the viewer count side, it was around 700. Then it slowly exponentially went down or something. As all things, they.
Yep. Because, as you know, when it stagnates, people aren't that interested, and view count just plummets.
But
Such is
gradually,
life on Twitch.
yeah, but gradually goes down. It's not a
Gradually,
sudden
yeah.
drop. Well, of course, there might be drama once in a while, and that affects the count. But in a
Of
short
course.
period of time, not in the order of
Drama is a very common occurrence on TPP, as we all know.
So Revo recently posted an idea to see whether people would accept a community mod for the Twitch chat, and it got quite a lot of responses. I've not figured there are about 60 comments, and not Holy Latios, one of the long timers, kind of senior subscriber, and also contributor on the subreddit. He notices that there are a lot of new accounts being created and commented on that thread, because probably it affects them, those people who are on Twitch betting and not.
And not frequent contributors on the subreddit.
Or not even a Redditor at all, so
Right.
they.
It just applies to them, and that's why they joined.
Yeah, affects
Which
them.
is good. I always like to see new people on our sub.
But then about the community mod thing, yeah, someone should someone else other than Revo should be taking over the banning and unbanning role, right? I guess most of us would agree, right?
Right.
Because Revo's decision is kind of controversial.
At best.
At best, yeah. That's what he's considering. He hasn't made any nominations, or he haven't followed that up. Just put an idea out there and let all the complaints flood in. And there are.
That thread about 4 days ago was more about a discussion of what a community mod would comprise of, rather than nominating mods themselves.
Although they are troll nominations, or whatever
Not
you want to call
really,
that. Yeah.
but yeah.
I mean, those are just making fun, which most of us would do anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do hope this project will not be buried, Since it is out in the open, I hope Revo would seriously consider one. You know, a team of people that patrols the Twitch chat, you know, to enforce the rules that are set. Although the rules themselves are debatable on their own, but...
Right. And that would probably be one of the tasks of a community moderator, is to make the rules clear and to interpret them in a way that people will understand why they got banned, as opposed to, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you post in chat and all of a sudden you're banned. You don't know why.
Yes, as of now.
So transparency is a large issue with this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's partially why community moderators would.
It would help.
Yeah.
And then I believe in other Twitch streams, there might be something like that. Or I'm actually not sure. On Twitch, I basically watch Twitch-based Pokemon, maybe Adventures of Chat when that's on. But other than that, I don't really follow Forsen Law, I don't really follow other famous World of Warcraft channels, Hearthstone. Those on the top views on Twitch, I don't really watch them. So I'm not sure how their moderation works. It probably is similar.
I mean, it varies from channel to channel.
Yeah, TPP has gotten mature enough that this kind of system is probably necessary, I suppose.
I mean, back when we had the viewership from Red and maybe even Crystal, the moderation system was way more laid back. And in one case, that was pretty good, but now... We're seeing a portion where people are increasingly, well, they think the mod actions are a bit too much.
Yeah, a lot more intervention than necessary.
A lot more intervention than those previous runs.
Than the other Twitch channels, I suppose. Like, you know, literally Hitler, but...
Yeah, just in general.
And, you know, just new people coming in and getting banned for no reason and complain probably on the subreddit and eventually, you know, some people just...
It's a common occurrence. People just go on the subreddit to complain and they don't even know where the ban thread is.
That's true.
It's just their first order of business. Go and complain.
Oh, gosh. We pity them. But then, yeah, that's why... Something like this needs to change, otherwise they'll just deter new players into the game. Even though it's like during betting, you cannot, you know, spam as you would during a run. Like, yeah, I noticed during a run, you can spam inputs and it doesn't matter. You know, the rules are slightly tweaked.
Doesn't matter much, yeah.
The rules are slightly tweaked. You can spam quite a lot and you wouldn't get timed out or what. Unless, you know, if it's a global chat spam, then it is not TPP's problem.
Right.
It's not TPP's issue, it's Twitch's issue, and that's not... You know, don't... Just pro tip, don't spam too much in general. Otherwise, you just get banned from Twitch, not just Twitch plays Pokemon.
Bade here says, most people get banned because they don't read the rules, or the rules in the description are missing something, or not specific.
Mm-hmm. It is true, most people don't really read the descriptions. Felp is still confused on what mate typed. By the way, we've been going for about half an hour. That's alright. Covered most of them, but if I may add something, there's some other probably interesting news. On the... Let me see. There will be E3 coming. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, hype for E3.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much do you follow such trade shows. Not trade shows, I mean the expo.
I don't follow it that heavily, but I do like to see what goes on there, and
mm-hmm.
I often find out from my friends what's important that happened, because it's the best way to get news about new video games coming out.
Uh-huh. That's
from
right.
From the best developers out there, the AAA guys.
Mm-hmm. like not only Nintendo but PlayStation,
you
Sony,
got Microsoft,
and
PlayStation,
Xbox.
yeah, Sony.
Yeah. And also game developers, I guess they will be there, and there might be VR stuff, I'm not sure about those other stuff. But yeah, and I myself don't quite follow such shows. I probably only go through some of the news that comes up from E3. So it seems after I post the Discord link on the main TPV channel, a few more guys joined in. I purposely did not post it, like making it a big deal, because this is still in beta. But currently we have like 22 people, 22 users in the Discord channel. So I guess thanks, that's an increase from about 17, 18 from a week ago, which is, you know, nonetheless encouraging. So that's E3, and I'm not sure if you guys are interested on the chemistry side of things, that we finally have named all the elements on the periodic table, at least proposed.
All of them so far?
Yeah, yeah, at least proposed the final four unnamed chemical elements.
Nihonium, symbol NH.
Yep, that's very relevant. I mean, more relevant than the other elements. But yeah, the Japanese.
And Kinoseries on that thread said, "I thought Japan already had an element. Ever heard of manganese? I think
yeah,
I just told the deadest joke of all time."
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. The important thing here is there's no more UU names.
Yeah, UU whatever. That is a placeholder. And finally, we're gonna have proper two-letter symbols for the entire periodic table. At least so far, 118 elements. And it turns out most, like one quarter of all 118 elements are radioactive and, you know, are not found in nature. They're transuranium, basically.
Yep, they have to be synthesized in laboratories.
Yeah, you have to smash particles to get the elements. Actually, there are still UU names after 118. However, if I'm not mistaken, those elements are harder to create. Like we fill up all the electron shells, if you know a bit of inorganic chemistry, they fill up all the electron shells, and it's kind of hard to create newer particles that will hold on to, you know, long enough to be called a new element. So they're trying,
right.
I believe scientists are still trying to make element 119, next one after 118, then 120. It's going into the realm of physics, quantum physics, in fact. That this is no longer pure chemistry.
Yeah, the world of quantum mechanics.
Yeah, it has very short life, half-life, and it decays into other particles. Basically, the decay is how they determine that some particle, some super heavy particle has been created, and it just decays, you know, it falls down.
Right.
It probably
They're
releases
not very
alpha.
Stable.
They release alpha particles, and in the end, they get this product. So they probably just count the alpha particles that comes out and determine that, oh, they actually synthesize something, which the Japanese apparently is very proud of naming it after their country. Because there are a few other country...
There's americium.
Which is americium.
Obviously us.
Yeah, americium.
Yeah, americium. Mm.
Yeah, it's hard to get the names right, like Pokemon names.
Of course.
Oh, we have 118. That's even harder than 151 Pokemon names. But, yeah, it's harder to pronounce for some reason. But, yeah, science. I mean, can it be more interesting than games? Well, it could be. I wonder if someone has created a periodic table of Pokemon. I'm just wondering. There might
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably at this point.
Just like, I don't know, just paraphrasing Rule 34 or whatever we've thought of. Probably has been, you know, created by someone else.
Yeah.
Online. Not necessarily, you know, 18 plus, whatever. NSFW. So yeah, I'm not even in the field of chemistry, I'm just interested in such stuff. So the other three elements for you guys to know as FYI are element 115, Moscovium, named after Moscow, obviously. 117 Tennessee, from the state Tennessee, is apparently where one of the labs is located in, that contributed to super heavy elements synthesis. That's 117, and it ends with INE, because it follows the other elements like fluorine, chlorine, astatine, so we have tennessine. And then the last element, 118, is named after a noble gas. Supposedly it's a noble gas. So it's neon, xenon, krypton, radon, and we have organesson. Just some obscure name of a scientist who is still living, and is the second, if I'm not mistaken, the second living scientist that has a name, you know, as an element named after him. The other one is Seaborg, Glenn Seaborg, that has Seaborgium named after him.
As Bane says, they're not technically named, still up for approval.
That's right.
But at this point, they're not likely to be... they're pretty likely to be accepted at this point.
It might be the final names. Because because there are some suggestions in the footnotes that IUPAC has put forward, you know, the institute that governs chemistry. They say that there is an alternative suggestion to call element 113 nipponium, you know, NP, probably. But NP, I thought it might be a name for an element, but nipponium, yeah. That's the alternative spelling for the country of Japan. But nipponium is, you know, I think it's alright.
Probably, no.
Yeah, it's probably okay. As I say, it goes into the realm of physics, so in the end, they just say, we need, you know, more cooperation with the physics side of, with the physics counterpart of IUPAC, to be able to confirm or
deny,
you know, the discoveries of much heavier element, if it is even possible to create them. So that's chemistry 101. No, that's inorganic chemistry, and a much more advanced stage than you guys would care to know. Most of you guys, at least. Yep, and that covers most of the subreddit. So, what else should we talk about? Have we covered...
Well, I mean, there's Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yeah, Sun and Moon. That's right.
We got two new Pokemon revealed from Korokoro.
Mm-hmm.
First up is Nicola,
which is?
And it's a Koala Pokemon, normal type.
Nicolala. Oh, that's a cool name.
That's the Japanese name, yeah.
And an Eevee dog, apparently a mother mentioned.
And then we got a dog Pokemon called Awanko, and that's a rock type.
Interesting. I mean, I'm new to the news, I was just reacting to it. And so what else is recently, you know, brought to light?
Well, besides that, that's pretty much...
Gotcha. Yeah, I thought I saw a trailer about that's not really on Sun and Moon. I might have got it wrong. Maybe a bunch of parodies.
We got the new
Zygarde
forms.
Zygarde, yeah. Instead of getting Pokemon Z.
Of course, we already knew about them, but never really saw them in action until now.
I guess. So apparently they're in Chinese. Let me maybe play a video and see what I can get out of it. They say they're Chinese leaks. They're from the Chinese, I'm not sure.
Chinese though.
Yeah. We don't know whether we can trust them. apparently I'm Chinese.
As much as they're great making knockoffs, but great making knockoffs, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, knockoffs of everything. Which I don't approve myself, but I mean, I'm pretty much detached from the mainland Chinese. So we've been living here for few generations on other places, you know. I myself haven't went to China before, not even Taiwan.
Yeah, one of these days I want to visit Japan or China.
Mm-hmm.
Never actually went much outside my country.
Oh.
If you don't count Canada, which I'm like 4 hours away from, but
Yeah, I heard you're quite close to Canada.
yeah.
You live quite close. You're like in Michigan, which is, the lake area. Have big lakes. Oh man.
You got the big 5 year. 30% of the world's fresh water supply comes from us.
And you guys will usually get terrible winter weather. Quite brutal.
Oh yeah.
Quite brutal winter weather, I heard.
We got well, they say there's only two seasons in Michigan, which is winter and construction. Because during the winter, those roads they develop cracks, and then those cracks get larger. And during the summer, time spent repairing those cracks, they never really fully get repaired, so they just keep getting bigger.
Yeah,
Potholes everywhere.
they have a lot of ground to cover, literally.
And Hitag's Avatar, which is a traffic cone, that is pretty much our state flower
Traffic cones.
when it comes to that.
Okay.
So yeah, Michigan roads, they're always messed up.
I wonder, because I've went to New Zealand before, but I went there during their summertime, not really snowing. Then we drive, we rent a car and drive. I noticed there are hill roads, the roads that go uphill and downhill are made not of the normal tar road, those paved roads. I think they're mostly gravel. But
Yeah.
they're not loose gravel, they're just somehow properly ordered rocks if you just travel
Rocky
on it.
road. Yeah.
And yeah, they probably need not as much maintenance as paved roads. So it's interesting to
Right.
see how people deal with snow.
Also more grip.
I also heard that during winter months they have to maybe put chain on their wheels to even add to the grip of going uphill, maybe for heavier vehicles and even cars. They probably line the wheels with some kind of chain.
Up here in Michigan, we have tires that are designed for snow, and when people come up here from, say, Florida, they'll have to adjust what tires they have because they're simply not designed for the snow.
Yeah, they have to retrofit. I don't know, not retrofit. Just fit more stuff to make it more roadworthy on during winter.
Right.
The thing is, I myself don't experience snow much. Because how could it snow here? Although I've been to the UK and it snowed during early spring, which is very interesting. We didn't expect snow at that time. And there was kind of flurry, and a lot of people that went with us are really got really interested in the weather, the sudden change of weather, because almost half of them have not seen snow before, even people from Florida.
Yeah, that's a common occurrence in Texas, people.
Because I've met people like from Florida, and yeah, they don't see a lot of snow.
Actually, on my birthday, it snowed in May. That was quite the scene.
During May.
Yeah.
Oh, no joke. Yeah, you guys have bizarre weather. Not as bad as tornadoes, but still bizarre.
True.
It's not strong winds, but just bitter cold. And yeah, in Germany, I heard also they have pretty bizarre weather because of the Alps, I guess. And
Yeah, here we just
now,
blame lake effect
lake effect
for our snow.
is kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then here in the tropics, we have the El Nino effect, which does affect people in California, the Pacific side of the US. Basically, having the opposite effect of what we have. So, if let's say they have wet weather, then we have dry weather. Because of the way the Pacific Ocean works, I had no idea. It's too complex for me to understand. But yeah, when
you got meteorologists
that effect,
for that.
We'll leave it to the weather guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, climate change.
It's a very inexact science at the moment anyway.
We just don't know enough.
Yeah.
But I intend to know, you know, at least to understand enough to probably explain, to, you know, probably not get the facts wrong. So, I do believe climate change is a thing, but there are climate change, there are people who deny that there's such a thing as a human-made climate change, but that's mostly a US thing. Alright, any other things? Because we'll probably cut a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think...
So, have you covered most of the stuff? Anyone from Discord want to chime in? I think there's only Mother, Maid, who probably is the one that's, who is actively participating, but not in audio, just typing away.
Right.
So, I'm not sure what else.
I think we're all done for today.
Mm-hmm. I agree, because it's quite late on my side too. I should sleep.
Uh-huh. Well, you want to sign off then?
Alright, sure. We hope the next podcast, because I plan
for a better turnout on the next podcast.
Yeah, I planned something on the TTS side of things, but I haven't figured out how to make it work.
Oh, whoa. Sorry about that.
Yeah. And early on,
oh,
my
kind of here.
That's alright. You said all your stuff first, because early on, my laptop shut down because I was testing stuff.
Yeah.
Due to overheating, and I couldn't be contacted for, I don't know, a whole 20 minutes.
Something like that.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, at least our computers are on fire right now.
Yeah, I mean, I shut down multiple times. It's a good failsafe, but probably
yeah.
I should buy a new laptop. But, kind of, I want to control my budget.
Yeah.
They will come eventually. So I wouldn't complain about,
soon, TM.
Yeah. How soon they may, that may be. Just don't know. And, one more thing. Probably, you know, probably it concerns, maybe that will be the next episode. Because I noticed something.
Yeah,
that
this
will
one's,
come...
stretching a bit too long as it is.
There'll be something coming in the next podcast that probably is relevant to the UK people, but we'll leave it probably for the next podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just thanks for joining in, and we'll see you soon, probably with a different set of hosts. I'll definitely need to work on the organizing thing a bit better, and it will probably be advertised on the main subreddit, you know, because, and this episode will be posted in TPKappa. You probably had find it from there, you know, future me would have posted it there, and subsequent episode might be announced, you know, the recordings at least will be announced in the main channel, and it will probably be featured on the Stickit thread on TVP, like I'll inform Dedinsky about it.
Right.
Because right now I don't think any of the mods know or care so much. I mean, they have other things to work. So, right. That's all for today, and we'll see you when Brown starts. And just keep an eye on the live update. I hope we do a good job. So. See you probably next 2 weeks for the official podcast. Yeah, more like 4 days. So yeah. So enjoy
yeah.
Pokemon Brown if you are hearing this when it's released. So see you guys soon.
Later.
Mm-hmm.